This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Yeah, I think they worked hard to regain respect. I think they really got hurt when they went out to the West Coast and lost those two games.
Washington, Oregon.
Yeah, and you keep waiting for that to happen, because there's some schools, you know, the blue bloods, as they call them, like a Duke, a Kentucky, whatever, they can lose games and not affected much in the polls. But Maryland, it seems like they drop more than they should drop. So I'm just glad to see where they are now, because this is when it counts anyway. All that other stuff in December, January doesn't really matter as you get close to the NCAA tournament.
We were remiss in wishing Gary Williams a happy birthday yesterday. He turned 80 years old, was on the coach's show, and he spoke to
it's
Jason's
perfectly timed six-pack that we had.
Yes.
He's very young at heart for 80.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope I get to 80, let
Gary
alone
with a straight.
I'm like Coach Williams when I'm 80. I'm going to take a lot of time on the Peloton to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe in the gospel he's preaching, and I call me a conspiracy theorist, whatever. I do think that sword cuts a little differently based on the sort of perceived pedigree of your program, and especially where it stands in the current environment of within its conference, where these conferences are nebulous and they're changing all the time. And obviously Maryland is by no means a blue blood in the Big Ten.
No.
A loss tonight would probably affect their seeding pretty significantly, and it could very much hurt their seeding in the Big Ten tournament, where a double bye would go a long way to fortifying them as a top 4 or 5 seed. It's not a must-win game. It will not be an easy game whatsoever, but I believe there is a path to victory, and I think they can prey on that Michigan backcourt a little bit. I'll be really interested to see how much Willard presses early. You know, we've seen this Maryland defense be able to shape-shift, whether they're pressing in the full court, pressing in the half court, whether they're playing zone, whether they're playing man. They've got different things they can throw at you, different types of zones. This is a team that is very much prone to turnovers, even on their home stage, where normally you protect the ball better. And we just coming off a game where Juju had 6 steals mm-hmm. himself. So I do think that the Terps have a chance to turn them over and run on them the other way and set themselves up for transition threes and Rice and Selt from the wing. Like, I can create a script where they get off to a hot start where you know, Selt and Rodney are hitting shots early and our bigs can bang with their bigs, and you make this Michigan team play from behind in the second half in front of a crowd that's seen some real close calls at home, and now all of a sudden them outright losing at home. And yeah, I like that. Maryland playing from behind, Maryland in a 2-possession game in the final minute. I don't know if they're getting every whistle. I don't think they will. And I don't know that that's the best scenario for them. I think they need to take it to Michigan early in this game. And I think they need to have a more consistent first half than we've seen the first, I don't know, 10 days or so.
Yeah, the last two first halves have been their two lowest scoring outputs for the first halves all season long. But You'd expect them to get Michigan's best shot tonight after getting absolutely embarrassed in their last game at home against Illinois. And, guys, we know what's looming for Michigan. They still have to go at Michigan State, so they could potentially be heading into the Big Ten tournament on a losing streak.
Let's hear from Kevin Willard, and he's talking about this Michigan team and what do they have to do to beat Michigan on the road.
Yeah, the biggest thing for us, you know, and we did a pretty good job against Michigan State and a good, really good job against Penn State, is we got to take care of the ball and value the basketball. I think that's one thing why we're playing better on the road is that we're really, really getting better at valuing possessions, making sure we get good shots and not quick shots, especially on the road.
So that was Kevin Willard and Biddy and Haney.
Don't settle.
And also take care of the basketball because we know Michigan doesn't.
Yeah. They got away with stretches of subpar, sloppy play against Penn State. They almost got away with it against Michigan State. As accomplished as Michigan State is, that was less than an airtight performance by the Terps, and yet it still took a 60-foot, you know, shot to beat them in the end. On the road against a team this good, yeah, you're asking for trouble if you fall into some of those pitfalls.
Yeah, and when we had Gene Wang on earlier in the show, he brought up a recent time where they went to Michigan and they found themselves in an early hole. And this is not a game where you're going to want to find yourself heading into halftime down double digits and on their senior day in a game that they really need to have. That's not a spot you want to be in.
So let's hear from Julian Reese. He met with the media earlier this week. It's senior day coming up for him on Saturday. But talking about the game tonight, he talks about preparing for their center, Danny Wolf.
You know, just preparing, like he's kind of more of a guard. It's just guarding him more of like a guard and just staying to our own defensive principles or whatever and just playing our brand of defense.
Danny Wolf, and Ben, I want to bring you in here because you were talking about this earlier in the show. Danny Wolf got off to a great start this season, but he's been kind of fading as the year's been going, hasn't he?
Yeah, he slowed down a little bit. It's also kind of... He shocked everybody. You know, so yeah. Cool seeing him do everything he did. And now that he's scoring 10 points, I mean, he's still playing good basketball, but Juju talked about it there. He's a different type of big. He's handling the ball. He's passing a lot. He's facilitating. And like I said earlier, Juju talked there when I was cutting that up. They asked him about guarding him. I don't think Juju will be on him much. I think he'll be inside with Vladdy and they'll have Queen guarding right. him because Queen's a little quicker and Queen will guard outside a little more.
Michigan has bigs, but not like Michigan State's bigs. Michigan State's bigs, they build them in a lab. They bang you. They're physical. These guys, especially Wolf.
There's four of them. You can wear these kids out. Yeah. It's not a constant rotation. I mean, look, I do wonder if you're catching Michigan at not the worst spot in the world here. They went from winning a whole bunch of games, having everything go their way in the final minute, to now losing some tight ones and getting blown out by Illinois. And you know they got a bad taste in their mouth from Sparty the last time. And now they still got Sparty looming before the tournament. Like, are they feeling a little sorry for themselves? If Maryland can play with the pace and shoot the three ball, anything close like Illinois just did to them a couple days ago, do they, I'm not saying take their ball and go home, but like, do they start just thinking, well, we salvage everything by beating Sparty? Mm-hmm. Like, I do think they could be kind of licking their wounds a little bit and even in their own heads. Like, are we real? Like, the team that won those first seven games at home and like five of them were by 3 points or less. Are we really that team? You know what I mean? Like, have we lost a little bit of our edge? Have we lost a little bit of our mojo? And if you take it to them early, I think you really get their head spinning.
Maryland and Michigan coming up at 6:30. Pregame coverage starts at 5:30 here on The Fan. We'll come back, get the text of the day, preview tomorrow's show, and get you ready for Maryland basketball pregame coverage with Mike Popovic.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
30 here on the Fan. Before we get to the text of the day, just a recap here. Grayson Rodriguez, velocity way down. He spoke after the game, said he was, well, no, after his outing, because it's spring training, they talk right after, said he was sluggish, did not think anything else was wrong. Also said he wasn't throwing at full velocity.
Tamping it down.
Yeah, said that if it was a regular season game, he would have fought through it. Said he felt sluggish in the bullpen. Now, what's interesting, Brandon Hyde, was, I don't think, was there yet at this point. He was late to the game. He did speak after the game. And did not talk about Grayson Rodriguez.
Offered nothing and apparently was asked almost next to nothing, so everybody's good with Grayson's story. He threw 33 pitches, 15 of them fastballs. His average velo was down over 3 miles an hour. He was throwing pitches under 90 miles an hour. I don't buy for a second that that's by design or a positive thing. He said he never felt right in the bullpen, yet they let him go out there and do this in the game, where he was getting knocked around and hitting people, and clearly it wasn't like, I'm watching a Pirates game right here, and Mitch Keller threw 65 pitches, had 36 strikes. Hmm. This kid got yanked after 33 pitches, but apparently this is just a nothing burger and whatever. And the interesting thing is the Orioles don't play until 6 o'clock tomorrow, which yes. I think might be against Mitch Keller's Pirates. And so we start our show at 2 tomorrow.
We do.
Will we get a statement
every
from
day,
the
Jason.
Orioles? Will we get anything from Brandon Hyde? When we go on air tomorrow, 20 hours from now, will we have been given any information from the Baltimore Orioles about Grayson Rodriguez, who did tell us today that they're very, very hopeful that Gunnar will be ready for opening day? Sounds like he's probably not going to be ready for opening day. And Kittredge is getting MRIs and seeing multiple people. He's not going to be on the opening day roster.
Doesn't sound like it, yeah. And that was going to be how I answered your question, was with a question. How long did it take us to get answers on Gunnar Henderson and Andrew Kittredge? So that tells you if we're going to get an answer on Grayson Rodriguez by tomorrow.
I don't think we're getting it by 2. Who knows? I mean, it depends on what
does
time
he talk?
Hyde gets
does he
there.
Does he talk before the game?
Will
the
he get there early game? Tomorrow?
Will he make it there in time?
Yes.
Because maybe they could get him like a police a police escort to the ballpark tomorrow to make sure he's there to do his job.
Yeah, if you're just tuning in, he got there late. There was an accident on I-75 and did not get there until well after the game started.
An hour.
Yeah.
And they were off on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And he lives down there in Fort Myers.
Well, but he can't control
the
traffic.
Teams
to Jason. Jason, traffic's traffic. Now, the other guys did find a way to get there.
That's what I'm saying. It seems like the rest of the traveling party was all right.
Robinson Chirinos
front
got
office,
there.
Are we sure the front office all got there?
Grayson was there.
Grayson was
no
there.
Grayson was there.
He was there physically, but
he was there throwing 90 in the pen before the game, and there was nobody there to notice.
Yeah. Well, they're busy.
He's out there doing the full Kyle Bradish, and they're just rolling with it.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
So you don't see this as a nothing burger.
I'm like blown away that there's not been a statement from them.
I'm shocked.
A kid they said is their ace. Mm-hmm. And part of the reason why they didn't have to go and get anything on the number three starters, left after 33 pitches under very murky situations.
He says he's fine,
though. Statcast page that would be a screaming red light to anybody. And the skipper says nothing about it, and he says he's just sluggish, and that's that.
Everything about this is very, very odd, but I guess if there is a glass half full, is he did talk.
Well, maybe there was nobody there to tell him he's not supposed to.
No, it's because the skipper's not there. It could be other people tell him not to talk.
Yeah, I don't know.
Skipper's got two semis that crashed down on I-75, so he couldn't get to the ballpark.
I'm still interested in the time.
Yeah.
Because I covered some spring trainings. Spring training early is early.
Here's what I do
There's
know.
People at the ballpark 6 a.m.
Andrew Kittredge was there 7 hours ago. He spoke to the media and said his knee feels better, but it was still flared up 7 hours
ago. That must have been
ago.
In Sarasota, not in Fort Myers.
I don't know where he was, but
I wouldn't think he traveled.
I can't imagine.
But who knows?
I...
Anything goes down there, man. It seems to be very loosey-goosey. They're running a very loosey-goosey camp down there.
Let's get the text of the day.
Check 1, 2, check. Text of the day! Text of the day! Text of the day! Text of the day!
Okay.
Text of the Day is sponsored by Oarsman Automotive. It's driven by OarsmanCars.com. Your trade is always worth more at Oarsman. Shop their entire inventory now at OarsmanCars.com. Text of the Day comes from Steve in Baltimore, who says, with the Masson dispute over, does that mean Camden Yards can get another All-Star game?
Probably.
They were going to get one anyway.
Should be a layup.
I would think that the next open one is probably coming to Baltimore.
Yes.
It's like they're going to award that probably sometime this year.
Probably by the All-Star game this year.
Yeah, I would assume Baltimore gets announced for the All-Star game.
It's insane. Yes. It's been since 93. It really I was there. Is insane. I wasn't alive.
I sat behind home plate.
It's been since 83 since they were in a World Series.
Yeah, you weren't alive for that either.
This is more attainable. They have the crown jewel ballpark.
Yeah. It's
I know the
it's
massive
too bad. It hasn't happened sooner. I would have loved for it to happen sooner.
That's crazy.
Bone, what do we have on tomorrow's show?
Maybe a Grayson Rodriguez update. Maybe not.
We have Lucy Burch.
Yeah.
We know that. We know Matt Weirich, who Matt, he made it to the ballpark today. And Chris,
he did. He was there to chronicle this.
And Chris Nocke, who will be on the call. Him and Johnny Holiday tonight, Maryland, Michigan.
Big one.
We got to get Jordan Westberg a new mattress. Mattress Warehouse.
That's your job, man.
Yeah.
I would love me and Westy doing a Mattress Warehouse ad together. What do you think? Let's make that happen.
I would like to hear that.
The Tempur-Pedic would change his life. Active Breeze.
Yeah.
Put on that zero gravity setting.
Yeah.
Westy, we can fix you right up.
Maryland pregame
Grayson,
coverage.
I'm not so sure about.
Yeah, well. Maryland pregame coverage coming up next. Terps in Michigan tonight at 6:30. We'll talk to you tomorrow too here on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married?
don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.